I think a lot of people wouldn't vote for the Green Party because we lack very good, experienced, savvy politicians and spokespersons. And I think that'll come in time. I'd like to see it come a lot quicker. Now, what worries me is that we'll end up with copycat politicians, like the ones in the other centre parties. And I think that's dangerous. In a way, I think we should emulate UKIP more in some ways, because one thing that UKIP are great at is speaking in a very familiar, easily understood way. I don't agree with their policies, but I really do agree with their approach in a lot of ways, because it's digestible, it's simple, and it's actually representative. The kind of policy speak that particularly I think people like Ed Miliband come out with is it just pushes politics further and further away from the grasp of voters, and indeed non-voters, people who decide not to vote. So I think if we as a party can become more savvy as to how to communicate with a wider demographic in a very personal way, and that's from the grassroots, kind of the doorstepping as well as our party leader. I think that'll gain us huge amounts of votes because the policies are solid. The policies are well thought out and can withstand criticism. Unfortunately, the status quo is that it's the people who get attacked and slurred and have mud thrown at them rather than the policies being broken down. I don't like the idea of having to play that game, but I think it's somewhat inevitable. We probably have to gain a lot more leverage before we can really change the rules of engagement in how we talk about politics. And I think that'll come. I think an awful lot of local councillors and parliamentary candidates in the run up to this general election have really stepped up to the mark and have proven themselves very, very strong candidates and gained a lot of skills. And one of those skills is how they represent themselves. So I think we're well on the way, but that's the key thing, in my opinion.